Hey, it's Britt here, and this is The Chain, a podcast about different songs and the things that link them together. Previously on The Chain, we travelled back in time to 1985 to find out how the PMRC linked Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It to John Denver's Rocky Mountain High. This episode, we're going to learn a little more about John Denver as we link Rocky Mountain High to the next song in The Chain. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. I thought we could have a quick chat about the different ways you can listen to this podcast. As I've mentioned many times before, The Chain is optimised for Spotify, specifically through the official podcast playlist, which has the featured songs in between each episode. And at the time of recording, 48% of you are doing just that. But 52% are using Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Podcast Addict, or another podcast client to subscribe, which is awesome, and I want to especially thank those of you who've left a rating or review. But as you're not using the Spotify playlist, I want to make it easier for you to find the songs that are featured in each episode. So I've started a YouTube playlist where you can watch the video for each song that's been featured on the podcast so far. And I've also created a songs-only playlist on Spotify, in case that's something you'd be interested in too. Links for all of the above will be available in the show notes, as well as at thechainpod.com and in the bio of The Chain's social media handles, at thechainpod on Twitter and at thechainpod on Instagram. And now, back to your regular programming. In 2007, John Denver's Rocky Mountain High was officially recognised as a state song for the US state of Colorado. 7 years later, in 2014, the US state of West Virginia appointed a different Denver song, Take Me Home Country Roads, as the fourth official state song of West Virginia. A pretty impressive feat for a man born in Roswell, New Mexico. Henry John Deutschendorf Jr. was the son of an Air Force officer and moved around a lot as a child. He adopted the stage name of John Denver in the 60s when he first began to book club gigs, and Deutschendorf didn't quite fit on the marquee. According to the official John Denver website, he chose the surname Denver because Colorado was his favourite state. And later on in life, he settled in Aspen, in Colorado's Rocky Mountains. When Denver passed away in 1997, a fourth grade student named Kari Newman began a letter-writing campaign. She and her classmates wrote to Colorado legislators, asking them to adopt Rocky Mountain High as an official state song. Their request was eventually recognised 10 years later, joining A.J. Finn's Where the Columbines Grow as a symbol of Colorado. 49 out of the 50 US states have official state songs. They really love state symbols in America. State flora, state fauna, state firearms. The Colt Single Action Army Revolver is the official state firearm of Arizona. And New Mexico's official state aircraft is the hot air balloon. And the only state that doesn't have at least one official state song is New Jersey. At the other end of the scale, Tennessee has 9 state songs, as well as a state bicentennial rap. Written by a woman named Joan Hill Hanks, the rap celebrates the history of Tennessee with lyrics such as, "Presidents, presidents, proud are we, Jackson, Polk and Johnson 3." But don't worry, that is not the song that we are linking to today. Before we get to that, just a few more state song facts. Several state songs have been written to the tune of O Tannenbaum, also known as O Christmas Tree, including Maryland, My Maryland, and The Song of Iowa. One of Oklahoma's state songs is from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Oklahoma. And some state songs have had to be rewritten due to their racist lyrics, such as Old Folks at Home, also known as Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, which has been the state song of Florida since 1935. Written as a minstrel song in the late 1800s by a white man who had never visited Florida, the lyrics were from the perspective of a slave and used several terms that have long been inappropriate. Yet somehow the song has not been retired, and the lyrics were only revised in 2008. But now, to the next song in The Chain. The US state of Georgia only has one state song, which was officially recognised by Governor George Busby on the 24th of April 1979. Written in the 1930s by Hoagy Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell, Georgia on My Mind may not have actually been written about the state, as Carmichael had a sister named Georgia. But it was certainly interpreted that way by Georgia native Ray Charles, who took the song to the top of the Billboard chart in 1960. Here's Congressman David Scott talking about the state song after Charles passed away in 2004.
but there was no song that captured Ray Charles as much as Georgia on My Mind. And I first met Ray Charles as a member of the House of Representatives when we invited him on the floor and he had that piano there. Because in 1979, when I was in the Georgia House, we passed a resolution, not just honoring Ray Charles, but making Georgia On My Mind our state song. I can just see Ray Charles there now at that piano stool, swaying to and fro and saying, Georgia, Georgia, a song for you. Comes as sweet and clear as midnight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song will forever keep Ray Charles on our minds and in our hearts. For he has left us a rich legacy of music, of culture, of art that will live on forever.
Next episode, we'll take a closer look at the songwriters behind Georgia On My Mind as we link it to the song that came in at number 27 on Rolling Stone magazine's 2004 list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. My name's Britt Allen, this is The Chain, and if you're one of the 48% listening to this on the Spotify playlist, here's Ray Charles. I'll catch you next time.